This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Jaywin Gonsalves of New Hope, East Hawaii. In this practical message entitled, Trusting God's Promise, Pastor Jaywin discusses how we should respond, how we should communicate with God, and how we should proceed when we are inevitably faced with big challenges in our lives. This message was delivered on July 23rd, 2017. Here now is Pastor Jaywin.
Good morning, New Hope. What a beautiful day. Every time I come up here, I say, it's a beautiful day. Whether it's sunny, whether it's raining, it is a beautiful day to worship the Lord. Amen? So, we are so blessed that we got to watch this movie. Okay, we got to watch this movie. It was called The Shack. We had a movie night. It was called The Shack. We watched it here, and we are willing to put it on and watch it again if you want to, okay? And so what we were doing was Pastor Aaron, I, and Pastor Scott, we're doing a series that was based on this movie. And the reason why is because if you ever watch this movie, you would see how much biblical truth there is in this movie and how helpful it is. I mean, I'll give you guys a spoiler, okay? The only guy that I know that didn't cry in this movie, his name was Shaq. His name was Shaq. He's the only guy. But he had to fight it back, okay? I sat in this movie, and I just sobbed, man. I cried. It was so amazing. It was so amazing how well-written it was. It was actually a book that they turned into a movie. And you know, usually, you know, when they make Christian movies, it's kind of like a little cheap-made video, and it's kind of corny. This was not corny. Cheap made at all. I mean, this thing was on point, okay? And so the scene that we're doing this week is on when he's on this boat. I'll give you guys a picture, okay? I'll give you a picture of what it looks like. If you guys haven't watched the movie, what happened was he was just in the garden. He was working with Sarah Yu in the garden. He was doing some stuff. And then what happened was Jesus told them, he says, hey, I want to show you something. Go across the lake. And I'll meet you there. And now, he's in this boat, in this beautiful lake, beautiful mountains, trees. I mean, to me, this is heaven, okay? This is heaven, was beautiful. I mean, for me, not so much, because I am deathly afraid of boats, okay? I'm deathly afraid of boats, and I'm afraid of being out in the middle of the water. And that's why I have so much respect and reverence for Pastor Aaron, because he does it often, right? But I am literally afraid. And so he's out in the middle of this ocean when Jesus told him to go there, and he went out. Let's take a look at this clip.
Mac, it's okay.
Why are you doing this to me?
This isn't me.
You told me to come out here.
Mac, this is happening inside you. You're letting it consume you, and you don't have to. Just take a deep breath and listen to my voice.
Okay. So now, if you've seen the movie, you know where we're at. Okay, if you never see the movie, this is a really big deal because up until this point, prior to this point, he was kind of resisting the whole process, okay? And this is where it was hard for me because he was resisting the whole process and what they was trying to show him and what he was trying to do. And then when he finally gave in and he says, you know what, you let me go across, I'm going to go across. And then he gets in the middle of the lake and this thing starts falling apart. The boat starts falling apart. I mean, how many of you just watching that was kind of catching on small anxiety? You know, I was kind of catching on small anxiety because I'm like, wow. And if you've seen the movie, Max Pass, okay, he had on super. This is on spoiler. You guys should have watched the movie. We said it like 10 times already, okay? Sorry. I'm so sorry, but I got to tell you guys, okay? This is on spoiler, okay? If you guys don't like hear him, close your ears. Just go la, 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 okay? But he had like a rough past. His childhood was rough. He was beaten. You know, he was abused. He ended up, you know, doing some things that he should have not done. And then he got married and those things followed him into his marriage. He wasn't an abusive dad or nothing like that. And he really loved his kids. But he ended up losing his daughter. and his son almost drowned. And, you know, he blames himself for these things. And that part where he reached into the water and he was grabbing his son is when he was drowning. I mean, this guy just gets such a bad pass, and all of these things was welling up in him, and he was downright just tripping already, okay? And as we watch this, and I'll tell you this, I'll share this with you guys, I had this whole message planned out, okay? First, I had this message planned out, gave me what the subject was. We had this thing planned out. I would go and I would think about all my things in my past and, you know, before I was a Christian, and write all this stuff down and talk about this situation. And then the Lord came to me and he says, you know, Jaywin, the agreement that we always had is that if you're going to do my work and you're going to serve me, that you would keep it real. And you would do what would honor me and glorify me and not yourself. And I said, okay, Lord, what is it? And he says, well, I want you to redo this message because this is not what I want. I want you to go and I want you to talk about how even as a man of God, a believing man, a person of position, a person of authority, or any situation that anybody can go through these things. I want you to know that there is no wall between you and I, or Pastor Aaron, or Pastor Scott, or any other pastors, or any person that you see on this stage, and people who sit in this seat, because we all go through the same things. You guys agree with that? Amen? Amen. Okay, and so now he's sitting on the boat, right? And the thing starts falling apart. And what is the first thing he does? The natural thing is, first you panic. Second, we blame God. Yeah? What he said? He said, you told me to come out here. You told me to come out here. And he did tell him to come out here. And then he asked this question. He says, why are you doing this to me? Oh, I get chicken skin. He said, why are you doing this to me? Preparing this message, every time I went over this message, I cried. Every single time. I went over them last night. I sat at my computer and cried when I went over this message because I know what it's like to be hurt. I know what it's like to be in pain. I know what it's like to be going through stuff. And you feel like you're drowning. And you feel like nobody else knows what's going on. He was stuck in the middle of the water in some foreign place to him because this is not where he was intending to go. And if you look at your first point, this is what it is. Sometimes I feel like I'm going under. That's what Mac was going through. The problems of his past, the hurt, the shame, the guilt of all the things that went on in his past was pulling him down. And it felt like he was going under. How many of you ever had that feeling of anxiety where it feels like you're going under? This is the group of people that I want to be around. Because we're not the type of people to act like, you know, because we became Christians, now all of a sudden we're just walking on water and nothing's going on. Because even as believers, sometimes we can feel like we're going under. You know, and he says, remember Jesus' answer to this, okay? Jesus told him, he said, look, it's not me. I'm not the one doing this. He says, why are you doing this to me? He says, I'm not the one doing this to you. He said, it's not me who's doing this to you. This is inside of you. These are things that are coming up and haunting him. But the problem was, he kept looking at the water. And as he kept looking at the water, it kept getting deeper. And he kept sinking. And he said, okay, he said, stop. Look at me. Yeah? That's what he said. Stop. Look at me. Hear my voice. Some people, they act like, I've talked to so much people, and I talked to some people about this message, and this is what they said. I said, man, sometimes I can feel that way. And they go, oh, hallelujah, not me. I'm saved and by the grace of God, and, you know, God holds my hand, and he never lets go, and I'm doing fine, and, you know, I don't go through that things no more. You're young, and you learn. Eventually, you'll learn to trust God. I said, well, praise Jesus, I guess, right? And this is the thing. When we look at the circumstances. Sometimes the bills come and the money isn't there to pay the bills, and you feel like you're going under. And sometimes you go to work and you don't want to be at work because you don't like your coworkers or your job or your boss is not appreciative, and you feel like you're going under. Sometimes your marriage can be falling apart, or your relationship that you're trying to maintain is falling apart, and you look around and you feel like you're going under. Sometimes you get car problems that you cannot fix. You cannot even afford to fix. You cannot get to work because you don't have a car, and you feel stuck and you feel like you're going under. Sometimes we get the call from the doctor and they say that our health isn't up to par. And they give us ratios and timelines and all of these different things. And we feel helpless. And we feel like we're going under. Sometimes all these things combined, circumstances and all of these things, we spend so much time making the outside of our life look so good. But inside, we're drowning. And we feel like we're going under. And we feel like nobody knows what's going on. And all we can do is look at the situation and watch our slow demise. Well, what I want to do today is I want to look what happened in this boat. Okay? I want to look what happened in this boat with Mac and his situation. Because if you've seen the movie, Mac get one pretty intense situation. And what he tells Mac and how he deals with Mac. And then we'll look in the Bible and what the Bible says. I like look a little bit deeper and look what the Bible says about this situation. If you get your outlines, we'll look at point number two. This is what Jesus said. What you need to do is look at me. Okay? He told Matt. He told Mac, look at me. He says, look at me. Because Mac was looking at the problem, right? Everything was going on. Have you ever ridden a bicycle? You know when you was a kid, you ride on bike, right? And then get like on rock or like on hole or something. And you're trying every which way in order to avoid the hole. So you keep looking at the hole or the rock. And somehow you run right into the rock even though you was trying to avoid it. You know? And that's what he's saying. It's like our problems. When we take our eyes off of Jesus and we focus on the problem, we become problem-focused and not Jesus-focused. We become problem-focused, and we tend to gravitate toward the problem. Now, if things are going on in our life, and we know that we kind of just put them away, right? Because we tend to do that as human beings, right? We tend to repress our emotions and our anger and things that are going on, hoping that maybe it'll go away. What I tell you right now is that it never goes away. It always comes back. And sometimes it shows itself in the most awful times. Sometimes it expresses itself in anger. Sometimes it expresses itself in depression. When we take our eyes off of Jesus and we focus on all the problems that we get going on in the world, we start to become depressed. We start to become angry. We lose sight of what the promises of God is. I like to look at some scripture because this is what God promises us, okay? This is not me. I'm not making this thing up, okay? So in the Bible, in Matthew 28:20, Jesus says this. He says, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Okay, so in Matthew 28, that's the end of the book already, okay? So Jesus is about to depart. He's about to die, okay? He's actually about to return to the Father. So he's telling the disciples what they should do. And after he tells them what to do, he says, teach them about me, right? And then he says this. He says, remember this. Lo, in other words, pay attention. I'm with you always, okay? I will be with you even to the end of the age. So one of the promises that Jesus promises, okay, remember in the movie, he says, hey, I'm right here with you. Stop looking at that. Pay attention. How many of you guys ever got that from your parents before? Oh, come on. Pay attention. All right? Pop, raise your hand. You did that before. That's my father. Right? I'm not making this up for the sake of this thing. I got that from my dad. Hey, pay attention. Okay? So this is what he's doing. Yeah? He's like, Jesus is standing on the water now, right? Max drowning in this boat, and the water's turning black, and everything's spooky. And Jesus is cruising on the water like this, and he's saying, look at me. Easy in the movie, yeah? Easy in the movie for something like that. But it is biblical, okay? We kind of just take the movie and say that that's what we should do because we don't know if it's biblical. But when we look at Scripture and it backs up what they said, we can use that as a scenario. Amen? Okay, so the first one, he says, I will be with you always. If you look at the second scripture, it's John 16:33. He says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. What a powerful scripture. Amen. Because this is what he's telling his disciples, okay? He says, look, in this world, what are you talking about? When they talk about world in the Bible, yeah, majority of the time they're talking about in this world system, in the way this world tells you you should operate. The way we grew up, the normal, you know, the normal, that's considered the world. And he said this, in the world, you're going to have some problems. And if somebody come up to you, preaching to you, that if you decide to follow Jesus, everything is going to be hunky-dory and everything's going to be fine and you'll walk on a petal, on rose petals and all of these good things, well, it's not biblical. He says, as you in this world, you're going to have tribulation. He says, but I give to you my peace. And the reason we can have this peace, he says, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So what he is saying, he says, I have overcome this. And if you believe that I am in control and I am who I said I am, and you trust me, you can have peace. He never said, okay, he never said that all your problems gonna go away and that you're never gonna come into another problem again. But what he said is that I have overcome the world, and if you believe this, that you can have peace knowing that I will take control of this situation if you allow me to. In the next scripture is John 14:27. He says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So what he's saying is this. He says, my peace I leave with you is not that the world gives you peace, because the peace that the world gives you is very temporal, okay? You ever notice that? Regular peace from the world, it's temporal, right? Cool, you get that large amount of money, that big sum of money, you pay off your bills, but 1 year down the road, you're back in the same situation again, okay? You take care of your health, okay, things go good, but then you forget to take care of your health and live the way you should and eat the way you should, and you're back in the same way you was before. The peace of this world is so temporal, yeah, because it comes and it goes. The peace that Jesus lived, and I hope you guys remember this, because this has been a joy for me. The peace, the difference between the peace of this world and the peace that Jesus gave. The peace of this world is the absence of conflict. When we in the absence of conflict, oh, praise God, hallelujah, how are you, brother, today? Oh, praise God, hallelujah, bless you. But when things go bad, yeah, that hallelujah, not hallelujah no more. When they tell you, oh, brother, how you doing? Praise God. How come you're not going to church tomorrow? I don't have time for that. Okay? The peace from God is the peace understanding that he is in control of all things and that he is the creator of the earth and sky and this whole universe and that nothing is too big for our God. And that peace is the peace that comes. Remember that song, I will praise you in this storm? How many of you know that song? Yeah, if you guys get social media, yeah, I will praise you in this storm. Get one meme that get one guy lying down on a boat, like a little raft thing with his legs up and on shark circling. And the meme says, when you know God's in control. And I thought that was really cool because that's the peace of God, understanding that he is in control of all things. And so he tells us that we should look at him. If I just said, okay, we need to look at Jesus. Some people, we get pictures of Jesus. We get pictures of the cross. We get pictures of Jesus on the cross. If we just continue to look at the picture, it'll do us no good. I guarantee you. I can 100% guarantee you that staring at a picture of Jesus will do no good. What he was saying when he says to look at me was that we would focus on his way and his system and his promise that he says, even in the midst of these problems, I am with you and I will be with you always. And even in the midst of things not going the way we plan, and you feel like things are falling apart around you, that he says in Romans 8:28, that he says, I will work out all things for the good for those who love Christ and called according to his purpose. When the doctor said, I don't know if you get one chance to live. And you say, well, I don't know. My God is bigger and better than that, and I'm going to trust my God and stand on my God of healing, who is the creator of all things. That's when we look at God. That's what he meant when he says to look at me. Keep your eyes focused on me. They said this, but I say this. Who are you going to believe? Today, as I was about to preach this message, you know, for a week, I had to change up. And I said, Lord, man, I get this thing written out already. It's kind of tight. I get, you know, all these things. My transitions is good. I got this thing ready to rock and roll. And he says, okay. He says, who are you serving? Me or are you serving man? I said, man, I really think they would like to hear this. And he says, who are you serving? Me or are you serving them? Who are you going to listen to? I said, Lord, I'm going to listen to you. And so we decided to change things up. Because this is something that I too am going through right now in my life. I'm not standing here preaching this because I've been beyond this. I went through it, I got through it, and now I'm beyond. So let me talk to all you guys about this little look at me things, guys. These are things that I'm going through right now. And that even as a man of God, we can get so busy in life. I got 5 kids. 5 of them. I'm married, I have a business, we do ministry, and sometimes, even in the midst of ministry, we can take our eyes off of God. And we're so focused on ministry, children, work, all of these things, doing God things. I never miss church. Even when I'm on vacation, I'm at church. I never forsake the fellowship. I fellowship 5 times a week with people. Even when I'm off island, I find some place to go. But sometimes, even in the midst of all of those things, we're just walking through the motions. Not focusing on what God says, what's God's promises. You know, and it's not just for the immature Christian. It's not just for somebody sitting on the seat. This is something that every real Christian can identify with. That they can too lose focus of God. And so now that you know the promises of God and you're looking at him, okay, let's take you to another scene. If you get your bulletins, number 3. On the 3rd point, it says this. Let's get beyond the boat, okay? Because the 2nd step, first we felt like we was going under, right? Felt like we was going under, things falling apart. But now we're not falling apart. We're in the boat because we decided to look at him. But now, what about getting beyond the boat? If you've seen this movie, this is one of my favorite parts of the movie, is when he actually decides to get up out of the boat. Okay? Now, this takes us to, how many of you guys read your Bible? Be honest. Be honest. Okay. I'll tell you why. Okay? What story this reminds you of? Peter, right? Peter, right after, okay, Jesus feeds his 5,000, okay? He feeds the 5,000, everybody's thronging against him, you know, they like take him and make him king. But Jesus, what he did was, he knew their intentions and he knew their hearts, so he was like, hey, you know what? If I jump in the boat with you, these guys gonna swim to the boat, they're gonna throw over your boat, they're gonna take me. So you guys go ahead, I'm gonna go up and I'm gonna pray. I gotta pray, I gotta get myself right, and then I'm gonna meet you guys on the other side. But then he never wait till he was on the other side, because it was in the middle of the other side, and had a big storm, okay? Had this real big storm and all of these things, and then Jesus came walking on the water, right? He comes walking on the water in the midst of this storm, and it says they were afraid, okay? So these guys got scared. I mean, Pastor Aaron, if you was fishing, right, and you a man of God, you love God, and you seen some dude walking on the water, right, you would be kind of scared too, huh? So Peter, what he did was, he looked at the Lord, and I don't know if it's to Peter's credit that he just knew that being where Jesus was where he wanted to be, or, you know, he was testing the Lord, or whatever the case was, but what he asked was, he says, hey, Lord, permit me to come to you. Now, I'll tell you what, okay? Peter's not one dummy, because he was a fisherman, so he knows that if you jump out of the boat, you're going to sink, okay? But he was standing on what Jesus was doing, and he says, hey, permit me to come to you. And Jesus looked, and he says, come. So Peter jumped out of the boat. I couldn't even imagine this thing, because I would be holding onto the floor of the boat, you know, the whole time going over, right? And so he jumps out of this boat, and he starts walking on water, right? He's looking at Jesus, and he starts walking on water. And then right there, he looked around at the boisterous storm, the wind, and the sea. And what happened? He sunk. And you know what happened? Jesus looked at him, and Jesus said, Peter, why you look around? You should have been more prepared. He walked around Peter, jumped in the boat, and he says, Peter, next time, be more prepared. Get yourself together. Jump back in this boat when you're ready. Is that what he said? No, he did not say that. What he did was he looked at Peter, and Peter says, help. Yeah? Peter was like, help. Jesus came. He reached out his hand. He picked him up. He says, why did you doubt, you of little faith? He put him back in the boat, and then he calmed the storm. That's the God that we serve. Amen? And so sometimes we think that Jesus is looking down at us, because he would have said it at this time, okay? He would have looked at Peter and he says, well, Jesus only helps those who help themselves, Peter. But instead, he didn't do that, because that's not biblical truth, okay? He does not only help those who help themselves. He helps those who realize they can't help themselves. Amen? And so now he calms the storm, okay? He calms the storm. He gets him all good. And you know, as I was thinking this, and I was listening to this, I've read this story hundreds of times. I love the Bible, okay? Just letting you guys know, I love the Bible and I love to read. I've heard many different explanations, but when I read this, and understanding being in the middle of chaos and being under pressure and under stress, especially as a man of God, sometimes we feel like, when we're sinking, that we gotta go and get our stuff together. Oh, I gotta get my stuff together, so I can be back in the boat. And this is where we're supposed to call on the living God who saves. Amen? Sometimes we're panicking, we're stressed out, and we're thinking, man, I gotta get my stuff together. Then I'm gonna go talk to God. Oh, I gotta get myself together. Then I'm gonna go see the brothers and, you know, go get some encouragement. I get guys that fellowship with me to say, oh, I'm going through some hard times, bro. And, you know, I don't like calm because I just going through some bad times. I'm trying to get myself together, and then I'm gonna come back and fellowship. That's not how things work. Because if we could do all of those things in our own, we would not need God. If you and I could get ourselves together and heal ourselves and get ourselves out of every obstacle and through every obstacle, we would not need God. Amen. If you read on the bottom of the last part of your outline, I didn't write this, okay? But this is very important. And I wanted to share this with you guys, and I will share it with you. It says, are you in the midst of a storm? Are you sinking in your own murky waters of pain and shame? Have you heard Jesus say, come? Where is Jesus calling you to? keep your eyes on me. What step is God asking you to take to bring you closer to him? Let me encourage you to shift your focus to him today and catch a glimpse, letting him take you into more. Doesn't that sound nice? Doesn't those words sound so nice? Yeah? Those things sound really good. You know, I can stand up here and I can tell you all these nice words and all of these good things. And while you're standing in here or sitting in here, we feel good. And then we leave. And then we back to the way we were. What I wanted to do today is I wanted to do something different. I wanted to give you guys an opportunity that if anybody would like to receive prayer, we're going to bring up some of our leaders of our church, and we're going to take some time, and we're going to offer you some prayer. That you guys would come up, no shame, no guilt, no nothing. You guys could come up, receive prayer for whatever it is that the Lord putting on your heart. Whatever it is that you feel like it's taking you under, because I tell you what, it starts off lapping at your feet. Yeah, the water starts lapping at your feet. Next thing you know, it's at your knees. And then it's at your waist. And then all of a sudden, it's at your chest. And then you start to realize that the water is there. And next thing you know, it's right here at your nose. And the only way you can breathe is to tippy toe. And then you get tired of tipping toeing. And then you feel like giving up. Well, here at New Hope East Hawaii, what we want to do is we want to serve you. And we'd like to pray for you. So I'd like to call up some of the leaders of our church, Pastor Dennis, Cindy, Pastor Aaron, and we'd like to offer you guys prayer if you guys would like to receive prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this message, Father. I thank you for this message because it was more for me than it was anybody else, Father. And if you have put this on the hearts of those who are here in this congregation and have touched them and reached them, Father, I thank you. I ask that you would continue to carry this message, Father, on in their hearts, that they would remember that they would look at you, not look at me, not look at pastors, not look at churches, but they would continue to look on at you because you are the God who is in control, that you would strengthen them, that you would bless them, that you would heal them, Father. And we would continue to pray for those, that those who, even if they didn't come up, for whatever reason it is, we will continue to pray the healing. And we would pray for your finances, and we would pray for your marriages, and we pray for everything that you want. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We love you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Pastor J. Wynn Gonsalves of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Kau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.